With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House today pushing a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies closer to package still needs to clear the Senate. Then President Biden has said he would sign it. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene unsuccessfully tried to amend the bill to contribute nothing to Ukraine, saying the U.S. is in debt and has its own issues.
Today, this body says the most important thing we can do, no, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh, no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Former President Donald Trump was to have been campaigning tonight in North Carolina, but rough weather forced a cancellation. Springtime snow in Colorado, and forecasters say several Midwestern states might see a flurry or two over the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, Supreme Court making it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Sergeant Jaytona Muldrew filed suit under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Lower courts had dismissed the claim, concluding she had not suffered a significant job disadvantage. This is SRN News. Yet another incident at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. New federal regs say workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with bipartisan congressional approval in 2022, but at the same time, it sparked a great deal of controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. This is SRN News. California taxpayers to fork out more money on the homeless.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced nearly $200 million in grant money to cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. The Democrat governor also pledged to crack down on local governments that were not doing their part. He says a state unit that enforces housing development plans of cities and counties will expand to oversee local spending on homelessness. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California. The number has grown despite massive investments by the state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Authorities in Michigan say two kids have been killed, 15 injured when a vehicle drove through a boat club building Saturday during a child's birthday party. A law enforcement spokesman says a woman driving the car was taken into custody, suspected of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. More details at srnnews.com.